Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line with us now, the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, Coach Willie Fritz. Coach, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Willie, man, I'm watching LSU, and then, you know, that score flashes at the bottom. Man, you know, you guys hung in there, did a real good job early. You know, things, you know, kind of unraveled a little bit late. But, man, listen, your team really showed a lot of heart there and hanging in there, an SEC team coming off a huge win against Oregon. And you guys hung in there really well on the defensive side of the football.
Yeah, we played great on defense through the first three quarters. I thought our defensive line really did a good job of staying on point, staying on the line of scrimmage, making some minus plays back in there. We played some good tight coverage with our secondary as well. And I think they had 20 yards rushing in the first half. They were trying to run the ball at us. So really proud of the effort defensively that we gave really throughout the ball game. We ran out of gas a little bit in the fourth quarter. But, you know, didn't get in those kind of games, you got to make breaks and
right.
Make some great things happen for you. And we didn't play great. You know, we played hard. You know, we played physical. But,
right.
We didn't play smart aggressive like you need to be able to beat a quality opponent like Auburn.
Now, Coach Fritz, when you look at Justin McMillan and his progression, and looking at the passing game, was he maybe a little antsy? I'm looking at he was 10 of 33 in the air, missed a few open receivers. And so what was your take on that when you looked at the film? And we know Auburn has a quality defense, but overall, I'll look at the Tulane defensive front, like Mike was saying, that you were hanging. But when you talk about offensively, you're trying to keep pace, what was the effects you thought of the passing game?
Well, you know, the thing they do a great job of is they play really tight man coverage.
Yep.
You know, I thought we were going to have a little difficulty with their defensive front. Well, you know, one of the top defensive lines in the country. And I thought our offensive line played really well. But they did a nice job playing with tight coverage. And as you well know, Bobby, quarterback gets too much credit when they win, and they get too much blame when you lose, right?
Right.
And, you know, we got to catch some of those balls. We had five drops, and all five of them would have been pretty big plays for us if we catch those balls. And then, you know, there's a couple protection glitches here and there, and not running the routes, proper depth, and so much of it in man coverage is timing, you know, and throwing the ball on rhythm and those kind of different things. So, you know, it's a whole group of guys that, you know, you got to do your 111th, and everybody's got to be on point. Unfortunately, we weren't in a big game. You know, a lot of effort by the kids. Just didn't, you know, play smart aggressive like you have to.
Now, Coach Fritz, when you look at the film, and it could be at any level, that you can't kill yourself or shoot yourself in the foot when you have too many penalties. Is that something that I know you address? Or explain that, how you approach the team when you have significant penalties go against you.
You know, we have when we talk around here, the plan to win. And one component of the plan to win is the wave don't beat the wave. That's eliminating pre-snap and post-play penalties. Those are the ones that anybody can call. You know, the ball snapped until the
right.
Whistle's blown. You know, the calls are all subjective. They might call it a hole one time. They might not the next. They might call an interference. There's two or three of them I thought they might have been able to call. They didn't, and they call some, but those pre-snap penalties just kill you. And we had a couple of situations with 12 guys on the field defensively. They're running guys in and out. The mechanics of that crew are a little different than the mechanics we were used to as far as allowing substitution and things like that. And then also, when you get into, you get a hold on a critical play. We had two plays that could have been first and 10 instead of second and 20. And, you know, and those are just hard to overcome against a great opponent like Auburn.
Now, Coach Fritz, I think Gary Smith wrote this, and I kind of agree with it, that you look at what you're trying to establish at Tulane. I'm looking at a couple of years ago you played in Oklahoma. Then last year you're going against Ohio State. Then you look how competitive you played against Auburn. Could this be a case in point that it's a confidence builder, not necessarily a confidence killer? I know you got Missouri State at home. Then you got the Houston Cougars. I watched some of that game against how explosive they were against Oklahoma. So this is kind of a critical stage when you're considering you're trying to get some momentum before you go on the road at Army at West Point to get back on a winning track.
No, without question. You know, all of them for us are really important. But the thing I was most pleased about with our guys is they were really dejected after the game. They could see that we had an opportunity to win that game if we would have played well. And, you know, in the past, the guys might have been happy just to stay close, those kind of things. But, you know, we need to, you know, get back on board right now because this is a big game this weekend against Missouri State at home Saturday night at 7 o'clock. We need to get that good taste back in our mouth. They've been off for a couple of weeks, so I'm sure we're going to see some things that they didn't show in week one. And we just got to be prepared for everything.
Coach, one of the things, you see the progression, and it's two games in, but the potential. This is your best defensive line you've had at Tulane. And those are some of the hardest players to find. When you're out recruiting, man, offensive line, defensive line, because everybody's grabbing, you know, the real big guys. So you got to project a little bit sometimes on, say, like the second tier of players. But potentially, you know, looking at what you've got, this may be the best defensive line you've had at Tulane.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, we had a great player a few years ago, Tangell Smartage, player with the Rams. These guys, I think, all got a chance to maybe play at the next level. Cam Sample, like you were just talking about, when we recruited him, you know, his senior year of high school, the beginning of his year, he was like 235, 240 at the most, and, you know, now he's 285 pounds, and he looks good at 285 pounds. Jeffrey Johnson was a guy that had some SEC offers and wasn't able to play the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season his senior year. We're fortunate enough to be at the right place at the right time. He's got New Orleans ties, and we got him. He's a big nose guard for us. And we, you know, we play that odd front. We get a guy right over the center. He's about 330 pounds and moves real well. Patrick Johnson, I think, is one of the premier outside linebackers in the country. He's a great pass rusher. Really can, you know, be solid at the point of attack, you know, squeezing blocks and those kind of things. Jadre Williams, a kid from over at Baton Rouge, Scotlandville, he played a great game against Auburn. He really whipped his guys up front. So you're right, this is a quality defense line. We've got some depth, too. There's some other guys that are playing a lot of snaps for us as well. And that's rare, you know, at any level to have that many good quality defensive linemen.
Coach, one of the things in doing a couple camps this summer is you hear it when you talk to the high school kids and they bring up Tulane in the conversation. That wasn't always the case, but now I hear it now. You know, I'm interested. Oh, I went to take a trip. I went to the Tulane camp, you know, for football. And I think that's the impact you've made, that, you know, now the local kids are buying into what you're doing at Tulane. They've seen the success there. And I hear it from the high school kids because they're telling me this. And I, man, that has a lot of applause to what you've done there and also your coaching staff.
Well, I appreciate the compliment. We're doing the very best job we can in recruiting. It's a 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week job. You got to stay on top of it. You know, when I took this job, I know that Tulane has not had sustained success over the years, and I was trying to figure out why. You got a world-class education to get here. You know, we just came out with the U.S. News Report, and we're the number 40 top academic school out of 4,180 colleges and universities across America, and been number one in the state of Louisiana forever. So we're really proud of that. That's one thing that guy can put in his back pocket and last the rest of his life. You know, the second part is this is a great league. I hope we'll get you guys out there to some ball games. I mean, this is a tough, competitive league. You know, Memphis, who we beat last season, just beat Ole Miss or a couple weeks ago, and right. We've had a lot of those kind of wins in this league. It's a really, really good league. And then last but not least, you just do it in the, you know, number one destination city in the world, according to New York Times 2018. So we just sell it. You know, one of the great things is when they come on campus, our guys don't like going to school here. They love going to school here, and they're our best salesman for us.
Coach, good luck this coming week, man. We appreciate it. And, man, again, I hear the noise from the recruits, and that's something I had not heard in a long time about Tulane football. A lot of that has to go to you.
Well, I appreciate that. And we're going to keep working hard, and hopefully we'll get a bunch of people out Saturday night, 7 o'clock, Yeoman Stadium. If you haven't been here before, you know, every seat is a good seat. And I think you'll really enjoy it and come back. We've got $5 tickets available, which is unheard of at the Division I level. So
right.
Hopefully we'll get a bunch of people out.
Thank you so much, Coach. We appreciate it.
All right, Coach Ritz.
Thank you. Roll
Thanks
away.
A lot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.